The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of a disappointing evening at SAP Center. Final score, 7-2. The Florida Panthers have defeated the San Jose Sharks in the season finale in the series between these clubs. Florida won 3-1 back in Florida in December, but this game was really never in doubt once the second period was over. Tonight's attendance, 17,435 fans, an enthusiastic crowd, but it goes home disappointed. And here is how the game happened. In the very first period, the Sharks and the Panthers were doing battle. Both teams are going up and down the ice, but then a turnover resulted in the first goal for Florida. Anton Lundell, the center on this line, will stick handle to the neutral zone. He's on with Jesper Boqvist and Carter Verhaeghe. They dump one into the Sharks' end. Doesn't stay there long. Headman by Cunnan down the right. Here's Kovalenko moving into the offensive zone. Throwing on the left wing side. And Wennberg behind the net. Wrap around. Off the defense. Off the goaltender. What a bid for goal number 100 for Alex Wennberg. And it just missed. Back the other way comes Florida into the Shark zone. Could be a chance here. Nate Schmidt shoots and scores. What a turn of events. The Sharks had a golden opportunity to take the 1-0 lead. It didn't go in. And right up ice, Nate Schmidt makes it 1-0 Florida. Unassisted goal because of a turnover, because the play at the Sharks' blue line, San Jose had it, and unfortunately they lost it.
Yeah, game in moments that turned the game, and that was one of them. A goal could have been one way, come down the other way, bad giveaway right in front, and Schmidt makes him pay.
But less than a minute later, well, really a minute and 3 seconds later, the Sharks would fight back, and at 6:50, Cody Ceci, in an unusual D-to-D play that went forward instead of side-to-side, tied the game. Smith had his stick lifted there last second by Forsling, but Ceci keeps it in play. Throws it through the crease with Granlund in front. Again, his stick lifted by Ekblad. Now the shot tipped in front. Score! A shot by Wallman was tipped right in front of a net, and Cody Ceci, right at the outside of the goal crease, I think is going to get credit for this goal. He got his stick on that and tied the game 1-1. Great goal by Ceci from Jake Wallman at 6:50, and it was Ceci's fourth of the year. The game was all even 1-1, and everybody was happy at the Shark Tank. They got even happier when Will Smith scored a beauty at 7:22 to make it 2-1 Sharks. Turnover by Florida. Smith throws to the slot, drop back, and now Ferraro shoots it wide. Smith, score! Will Smith got the rebound off the end boards from Ferraro's opportunity, and Smith does not make a mistake when he sees a chance like that. Will Smith of the San Jose Sharks puts the team in front 2-1 at 7:22 in the first period. Will Smith extends his point-scoring streak to 4 consecutive games with that beautiful goal, his 8th of a season. Mario Ferraro and Fabian Zetterlund assisted on the play, and so Zetterlund has 2 goals and 2 assists in his last 4 consecutive games. So 4 game streaks for both Zetterlund and Smith on that play, and the Sharks at that point were leading 2-1, and they were looking pretty good.
Yeah, I thought they battled back after that, you know, that goal, and again, I thought Florida was, you know, a little slow to start, and they didn't really have it, and the Sharks had opportunities there.
And they were getting some decent goaltending from Alexander Georgiev, the starter in nets. He made a pretty huge save here with the score 2-1. Reinhardt down the left side, but he's checked by Thrun. Taken back, though, by Matthew Tkachuk, who walks in front. Save made. Rebound. Oh, it's an empty net. Oh, reaching out was Georgiev at the last possible second and stopping Barkov. That should have been in the back of the goal, and somehow Georgiev, who actually dropped the stick on the play, kept it out. Alexander Barkov couldn't believe that puck didn't go into the net. He thought he had just lasered it into the goal, and somehow, reaching kind of behind him on a backhand play, Georgiev just kept it out.
Yeah, he kept it out, and then Reinhardt had an opportunity that I think he thought he was going to score on the rebound, but somehow that puck stayed out.
but it finally would start to crack and go into the Florida direction shortly after that. As A.J. Greer made the play to the net, Sam Bennett ended up getting credit for this one, his 15th of the season. Greer and Mikkola assisting at 14-27. The Sharks coaching staff challenged that for goaltender interference because they thought that Greer interfered a little bit with the Sharks goaltender Georgiev, but the challenge was overturned, the goal counted, and then San Jose was down a man on the play. And that was another little turning point of the game.
Yeah, I thought so as well. I thought it was, I'm not going to say it's a tough call. You want to take the chance there a little bit when you thought it was interfered, but I think the puck was loose, and that was one of the big reasons why the refs didn't overturn or didn't turn that goal.
Aaron Ekblad came back into action today, and the star defenseman for the Florida Panthers did not disappoint. He had missed the last seven games with an injury, but he would pick up a very important goal to put the Panthers in front at 17:08 of the first period. Down to about 2:55 remaining in this first period. Sent back to the point. Shot. Score! Ekblad back in the lineup. Gets the pass from Barkov in the corner and one-times it up top. It beats Georgiev, and the Panthers have a 3-2 lead with 2:52 left on the clock. That was the game-winning goal in this contest. Aaron Ekblad back in action. Made a big difference. I mean, he looks great with Forsling as a D pair, and as good as Forsling is, Ekblad really helps.
Yeah, I thought, you know, the defense, that whole Florida defense is rock solid, and Ekblad had a really strong game. Great stick in the defensive zone. Turned over, broke up a lot of plays, and then he ended up getting that goal.
And so, it was the game winner at 17:08 of the first. Ekblad getting his fifth of the season. Matthew Tkachuk assisted on that one, the only assist awarded, and it was a Florida lead, and they would hold it the rest of the night. In fact, they would build on it in the second period. They would score four times, twice against Alexander Georgiev and twice against his replacement, Yaroslav Askarov. A.J. Greer would get a semi-break and deke the puck right through the goaltender Georgiev on a pass from Tomasz Nosek at 3:01 to make the score 4-2 in favor of Florida. And then Matthew Tkachuk would get credit for his 15th of a season. Barkov and Ekblad assisting on the power play with Tyler Toffoli in for slashing. Time of that goal, 5:35. It was 5-2 in favor of the Panthers, and that was the end of Georgiev's night. And into the game came Yaroslav Askarov without a warm-up. But then the most pretty goal was scored shortly after that at 13:07 when a tic-tac-toe play led to Jesper Boqvist's 12th of the year. Here come the Panthers moving it out around the forecheckers. Lundell on the ice to center, veering to his right, flipping to Verhaeghe. Return for Lundell in front of a net. Score! Tic-tac-toe! What a goal by the Florida Panthers. And it was Verhaeghe and center ice men Lundell that combined, but it was Boqvist that tipped it home. And it's 6-2 Florida. Don't mind me if I sound a little stunned the way that that play was executed. It was perfect.
Yeah, that was a perfect entry, you know, classic. You try and teach everybody to do it exactly that way, and the Florida made it look easy.
Boqvist 12th from Lundell, and Verhaeghe at 13:07 made it 6-2 Panthers. Only one more goal to tell you about. That was at 16:25 of the second period. Sam Reinhart got credit for his 29th of the season from Tkachuk and Barkov. Could have been Kachuk's goal, too, but Reinhart was the last guy to touch it, and so it trickled in past goaltender Askarov, making it 7-2 in favor of Florida. Third period went by without any goals being scored for either side. Final shots on goal in the game were 31 for Florida and 24 for the San Jose Sharks, but a rough night all around as San Jose now has given up six goals or more in four consecutive games, and they have been outscored by quite a lot in those contests, and the fact is they've been scored against by teams that have so much success against the Sharks in recent years. For instance, Florida has now beaten the San Jose Sharks in 12 consecutive contests. Same thing with Nashville, who won two straight in this early going in the series. And Boston's won 14 straight against the Sharks. These three teams have given San Jose as much trouble as any teams in the NHL. In fact, those are the longest streaks by any team against any other team currently active.
Yeah, that's a tough set of series numbers there. Obviously, some really strong teams there. You know, Nashville not having the best of years this year, but again, they're a strong team with a lot of great players. Boston's been up at the top for a long time, and Florida, Stanley Cup champs.
It's the second six-game losing streak that the Sharks have had in regulation this year. The last one was in October, and the most that they've ever had in any one season, five straight or five multiple six-game losing streaks. That was in the 11-win season back in 1992-93. But this is rarefied air when it comes to this, including the recent downswing for the Sharks. And it's really depressing because these guys try hard.
Yeah, you can't, you know, I thought the effort was there in the first period, but mistakes. Mistakes are really costing those turnovers in the middle of the ice, some lost coverage in the offensive zone. But give Florida credit. They're a playoff team. They're a Stanley Cup champ, and you could see it right from there, top to bottom of that lineup. They strung and they come at you hard.
And so, the final score, 7-2, Florida. San Jose drops back to 14-32-6, 34 points. And the Florida Panthers get the win, their 29th win of the season against 18 defeats and 3 OTs. The Panthers have 61 points, and they're pushing hard to be among the best teams in the Atlantic Division. Sergei Bobrovsky, his 20th win of the season, 12th time in his career he's achieved that, and it is his 15th career victory against the Sharks in 22 games that he has ever played. Final score again, 7-2, Florida wins. That's our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.